Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
One of my best friends is an alcoholic with 21 years of sobriety. We're all born with defects. He was born with a propensity to alcohol, to abuse it. And as the years went by, his life became more and more unbearable, paralyzed by this vice, until that day when he was stopped by the police for driving under the influence and had to spend the night in jail. It was then that his brother-in-law, a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, intervened and took him to one of those meetings. With them, he was finally able to admit that, yes, he was an alcoholic, powerless before the bottle, that he could not save himself without the help of God, and that he would have to continue struggling with this vice one day at a time, which he could do best with the support of his fellow members of Alcoholics Anonymous. In today's gospel, we have another paralytic, this time not paralyzed by alcoholism, but rather by a physical incapacity. In this case, he had four friends that intervened and brought him to Jesus, to meet Jesus, lying on a stretcher. And like the brother-in-law of my friend, they did what they could to remove any obstacles standing in the way of their friend's healing. So when they saw that the door was blocked by the crowd that was there listening to Jesus teaching, they tried to get him into Jesus in an extraordinary way, through a hole they opened in the roof. And upon seeing them, Jesus responded, healing not only his physically paralyzed body, but also his soul, which was apparently paralyzed spiritually, forgiving him his sins. These four friends put their faith in Jesus and took the initiative to help their friend. And upon seeing their faith, Jesus takes the initiative too, helping him leave behind not only the paralysis of his body, but also the paralysis of his soul, saying, "Child, your sins are forgiven." And then to show to those who did not have the faith of these four friends, to show his power to heal souls and not just bodies, Jesus said to the paralytic, "Rise, take up your mat and go home," which he did in the sight of everyone. You and I are born with defects of body and soul too. At times we find ourselves powerless, maybe before temptations that can do a great deal of damage to our soul and eventually make our life unbearable. If we do not struggle against these vices, we will end up paralyzed by them, at least spiritually, like my friend, before he admitted his powerlessness to overcome this vice on his own, placed his confidence in God's help, and then took up his struggle against that temptation one day at a time.